Okay, today is Daf Vav. Vav of Masechtas Purius on Daf K. We're up to where it says Tanya. Third line to the bottom. Tanya. Shimon Omer. More. That's what we're up to, right? Tanya. Shimon Omer. Ma Talmud Lomar. We're going to ask Akasha on Reb Meir. What did Reb Meir say? Reb Meir said that it has to be a robe. Right? That he didn't hold from Shvatim. He didn't hold from any of that. Right? It has to be a robe. So, Ma Talmud Lomar. Why does it say in the following pasuk? This is in Bamidbar, in Parshas Bahaloska, on the bottom of KMV. Parshas Bahaloska, talking about the inauguration of the Levium. And when the Levium were inaugurated, right? So it says over there in the pasuk, it says, Balach upar, blah, blah, dot, dot, dot. Upar sheni ben bakar tzikach lachata. Upar sheni. Now, im lalame shehem shnayim, if it says the word sheni, to teach me, that we bring to balok farnemar. But already said that, because it says in, that's pasuk chet. So in pasuk yud beis it says, the asay es ha'echad achatas, v'es ha'echad ola lashem. Okay? But that's in parsheni. U'ela, yachal tehene echeles chatas la'levim. I would think this chatas could be eaten by the Levium. Talmud Lomar. Therefore it says, upar sheni. That's why it says upar sheni. Sheni la ola. Secondary to the ola. Ma ola lo na ocheles. Just like an ola is not eaten. Af chatas lo na ocheles. So too, this chatas was not eaten. We didn't ask the question yet. Just leading up to a question on Rameir. Kiyotzebo Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says a similar thing. When the Bnei Israel came back from being in Galus for 70 years, they came back with Ezra. So it says over there, this is the pasuk in Ezra, Habayim mehashvi hagola, those that returned from being captive in Galus, Hekrivu olos le'elokei Yisrael, they brought olos to Hashem, Parim shneim asar. How many olos did they bring? 12. Hakol ola. Everything was an ola. So the Gemara says, "Hakol ola sol tibaita." Everything was an ola. Efsher, is that possible? Shechatas. Some of the kavod of course they were chatas. Shechatas ola. Why are you calling it an ola? They were chatas. Ella, hakol ki ola. Everything's like an ola. What does that mean? Ma ola lo nechelas, af chatas lo nechelas. So like an ola's not eaten. These were also not eaten. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, alavodas kochavim heviyum. Why when they came back? Eretz Yisrael, did they bring 12 chatzos, 12 olas? Why? Because they worship idols. Bamar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Alvodas Kochavim Sh'atzu B'mei Tzidkia. It's the idols they worshipped 70 years earlier in the days of Tzidkia. Okay? Says the Gemara, wait a minute. That's going to be our kasha. Why are they bringing 12? According to Rav Meir, you bring one. Why are they bringing 12? So all lead up to that one question. Rav Meir said, If everybody sins, you bring one. Now, Bishlam or Rabbi Yehuda, that makes sense. Mishkachat lalahani shnei masar chatos. Why is it 12? Why is it 12? Kigon dechatos shnei masar shvatim. Right? Because the 12 shvatim sins, the maisu shnei masar seirim. Therefore, you bring 12 goats. Inami, or, you can even say something different, dechatos shiva shvatim. You bring maybe only 7 sins. The Asha'ara inach pigreira. And the other 5 are bringing, because the 7 are bringing, we had that yesterday, Ula Rabbi Shimon Ami Mishkachatla. It also makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon, Kigon, the Chatu Achar Asar Shvatim, 11 sins, the Maisu Achar Asar Seirim, so you're bringing in 11 goats. Why? Because 11 chatzes, right? 11 goats. The Idach the Bezin, and the 12th Bezin brings one for itself. Elul Rabbi Meir, but according to Meir, the Amar, who says, Bezdin Meviim, V'lo Tzibur, only the Bezdin brings, right? And that, first of all, we're saying over here that the reason why they worshipped idols was because the Bezdin said it was Mutter. Right? That's what we're saying over here. Because we're talking about Par Helam Davar. What are we talking about? a shogeg. Right? So no such thing. There's no such thing as a one carbon for the whole shefer, a shogeg. Only for a special case where they said it's mutter. Anyway, Bezmeh, the envelope tzibur, Shnei Masah Hechim Mishkach Atla, oh, you have 12. According to Rameh, how could you ever bring 12? Okay? How could you bring 12? So the Gemara is going to give an answer which is going to be a very difficult answer. And the Rishonim, the Achronim that talk about it, is even more difficult. Here's the Gemara that says, Kigon, the Chatu, they sinned, Vahadar Chatu, then they sinned again, Vahadar Chatu, then they sinned the third time, Ad Shreisa Zimni. Right? 12 times. They sinned 12 times. Okay? It's in 12 times. Rashi doesn't say anything. It's in 12 times. Again, so first of all, the Antachas Binyamin, one of the Mefarshim, I think it's a little bit of a Kabbalistic Pirush, he says that you have to say that they sinned in 12 different generations, which is impossible anyway, because they're only there for 70 years, one generation. The whole thing is very difficult. Right? The whole thing is very difficult. The Tziv says that what they did was they sinned, they did tshuva, then they sinned, and they did tshuva, then they sinned. At least you stick in the tshuva aspect, you can start over from scratch, which is why they're bringing 12. Right? Very difficult tomorrow. Because we're not talking about a shogeg where in the classic sense, oh, I didn't know you know how to worship. I didn't know that. Right? I didn't know that. So some say that the whole thing was a harash. Right. Of course. Was it shogeg? Was it mazik? You take it to Gaulis. Was it shogeg? They didn't know? Or the taiva overtook them. Either way. Wait a minute. Was it a parhel and davar? What, the beds and potkins? You're allowed to worship idols? And everyone believes? It's a harasha. The whole thing was a harasha. Right? You're coming back, starting over from scratch, have a clean slate. Everyone's going to bring karbanos now. We're going to bring one on behalf of each shevet. Clean slate. And everyone's starting over with a brand new base of mikdash. That's the best. It wasn't that we answered it. We said it's not a raya anyway. Right? We said it's not a raya anyway because it kept us sitting again and again and again. What does that mean? I don't know. Well, you know what? The whole thing's difficult. What are they bring karbanos for? The answer is, you're right. It's a clean slate. We're starting over from scratch. Harasha. Good? It doesn't seem to be working, does it? Better than nothing, no? Okay. Also, that thing is broken. Now, the Gemara asks, Vaha Maisi Luhu. Okay, we're still asking the same question. Vaha Maisi Luhu Hanhi Dechatu. But the people that sinned are dead. In other words, the actual people that sinned, they're not here now. They're dead. Right? Why are they dead? Because it's been over 70 years. It's been over 70 years. Right? We came back now. It says, what do we say? These are the people that sinned during the times of Chizkiyahu. Of Tzidkiyahu, I'm sorry. Tzidkiyahu. That's 70 years ago. That's the Gemara doesn't say that. Right, okay, so the Gemara keeps on going. But no one's alive. The Gemara can give a similar answer to that. Similar answer to Rosh Hashanah. But no one's alive. The Gemara says, Amar Papa, no, Ki Gamiri Chatos Shemesu Baaleha B'misa. When do we have a rule that if a Chatos, where the owner of the Chatos dies, the Chatos cannot be brought? There are 5 cases where a Chatos cannot be brought. One of them is where the owner died. Rashi says that the death is considered a kafar. You don't even bring a chatos. So in other words, somebody designates a chatos, and then he dies. So what do you do with that chatos? You let it die. You let it die. You can't even let it get a mum and then redeem it, because there's kedusha of a chatos for a specific chait, for a specific person. There's nothing you can do with that animal. You just let it die. So when do we say that? When do we say that? Hani mili piyachet. That's only by a yachid. By a yachid, a guy, an individual person can designate a chad, and he can die. Avalo b'tzibur, not by a tzibur. You know why? L'bisha ein misa b'tzibur. A tzibur can't die. The tzibur of Chayisal cannot die. It's eternal. So the individual people from 70 years ago are not here. They passed away. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Right? Doesn't make a difference. Those people that sinned 70 years ago, they passed on. That's fine. Nothing to do with them. It's an eternal thing. Manala la papaha. How do you know that? How do you know that the zebra doesn't die? Elema midisiv. It's a pasuk in Tehillim that says tachas avosecha, in place of your fathers, yihu banecha, will be your children. Ihachi, if that's true, then I feel a yachid nami. And even a yachid who died, the son should bring the chatan. Why only by the zebra? If a son takes the place of a father, that the same can hold true even by Yachid. And we know by Yachid it's not the halacha. One of the five cases where a chatas cannot be brought, we're going to have them on Amud Beis. One of them is where the owner dies. And the other four we're going to have on Amud Beis. Ella, the yukad de Rav Papa makes sa'ir de Rosh Chodesh. How did Rav Papa know that a seber can't die? He made a ziyuk from Rosh Chodesh. What happens on Rosh Chodesh? The bring a carbon chatas. Right? Which is why we're picking Rosh Chodesh, and we're not picking the carbon tamid, which is every day. Carbon tamid every day is not a chatam. So on Rosh Chodesh, they brought a chatam. Who paid for that chatam? The answer is Klal Yisrael. Right? They collected money, machzor of shekel, every year. Right? So let's say Reuven gave his machzor of shekel, and now it's Rosh Chodesh is coming up, and he died of it. So how could we use his money to bring a carbon chatam? He's not even alive. The answer is because the zebra doesn't die. Individual person died, that's fine, but the zebra doesn't die. So the fact that Ruby is no longer alive, he passed away already. He passed away a month before in Cheshvan. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev, not a problem. Not a problem. Right? Dama Rachmana, the Torah says, Maisi Mitshuma Talishka. Bring the carbon chata of Rosh Chodesh from the money, from the Lishka. Right? From the money collected from Klal Yisrael. The Maisi Lahumi Yisrael. But certainly someone died. Somebody lived forever. Certainly people died in the course of a month, right? The Hanach, the Faishi, and the leftover ones, the ones that are still alive, Heichin Maisi. How could they bring carbon chatos on Rosh Chodesh once a month? How could every month is a problem? Why? Because someone died, right? Someone died, and how can you use the money of people that are no longer alive? The halacha is that if an owner of a chatos dies, the money has to, the animal can't be brought. How could you ever bring a chatos on Rosh Chodesh? How could you ever bring a seer of Rosh Chodesh? Obviously, Shema Mina, Chatos Shemesu Baalea, B'tibra Karva. If a Chatos of a Tzibur, some owners die, it's irrelevant. So the fact that it's 70 years later, and now it's bringing these Chatoses, people are probably, some of them are dead already, right? Doesn't make a difference, you can still bring it. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, me dummy? How could you compare? How can you compare the chata that was brought every month to these chatas that were brought when the second base of Hamikdash was inaugurated? How can you compare that? Rosh Chodesh, Dilma Lo Maisi. Who said everyone? How many people died? Mitzibur. How many people died this month? First of all, maybe nobody. Not every day someone died. Not maybe nobody. And even if someone did die, certainly the miut. Right? Avohacha, but over here, it's 70 years later. Who's still alive? Vadai Mesu. Everybody's dead. You want to tell me once a month Rosh Chodesh? You can't compare that. Once a month Rosh Chodesh, first of all, maybe not everyone died this month. And even if they did, some people die. Over the course of a year, people do pass away. That's no question about that. But it's certainly a meal. Here, it's the opposite. Everyone's dead. That can't be the raya. That what? That a tzibur doesn't die, that can't be the raya. Ella, time is a papa mehacha. If the raya is from here, where's the raya from? Egla rufa. Egla rufa? Yeah. The tzibur says for egla rufa. It says, kaper la'amcha Yisrael. It should be a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Asher padisa Hashem. That Hashem redeemed you. Ba'al titein dam naki b'karev amcha Yisrael. Clean blood shouldn't be spilled in Klal Yisrael. Then it's Parlahem Hadam, and the blood should be a kapara, right? And the carbon should be a kapara. What does it mean it should be a kapara for the Jews that Hashem redeemed you? What does that mean? What's it doing in Parshas? You read this Parshas your whole life, Mavasegra, and then stop to think. What does that mean? to be a kapara for the ones who redeemed you? What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Asher Padita Hashem, Ru'uya kapara Jews at the chapra yotei Mitzrayim. This should be a kapara for the Jews who left Mitzrayim. The chiv, like it says, Asher Padita. Wait a minute. This is happening 1,000 years later in the land of Israel. There's a dead body found somewhere between two cities. We have a whole procedure over here. And what does the Torah say? It's a kapara for the yotei Mitzrayim. A little far-fetched, no? What do you see? They're long dead. They're long gone. Nevertheless, we're still bringing a kapara for them. Why? Because Tiba doesn't die. Right? So Gemara says again, me dummy, how can you compare that to this? Why? Because by there, hasam, kulu isinhun, kulu isinhun. We're bringing a kapara for the city. We're already bringing a carpet for the live people of the city who need Negla Rufa. Derechana will throw in the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Why not? Would we ever bring a carpet to the Yotzei Mitzrayim just for the Yotzei Mitzrayim? We would never do such a thing. We're bringing a carpet anyway. So might as well bring it for them. Elahacha, Mihavichayim, who said everyone's alive? It's 70 years later. It's time nobody's alive. And we're going to end up saying they're all still alive. We're going to answer that the answer is going to be. They're all still alive. They're old men, but they're all still alive. Or at least Rob of them. You can't compare from Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, why are we bringing in Egla Rufa? Why are we doing the Egla Rufa process? Because there's a city here that has suspicion someone's a murderer in that city, right? We don't know who, but someone. So we'll bring a carbon for them. We're doing Egla Rufa. Well, we'll do it again. We'll throw in the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Why not? But we're doing it special for them. Here, we're doing it special for these people that have been dead already for 70 years. So the Gemara says, Eina Chanami, you're right. You're right. The Chiv, it says, right, the Rabim, the Kahanim, the Halabim, the Rabim of the Kahanim and the Levim, the Rosh Yehovot, they were all still alive. Old men came back after 70 years of exile to see the second Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, V'dilma Mu'atin Havli, maybe it was just a few old men. Below Rabin Havu, it wasn't a Rabin. Don't think that. Haksiv, it says, Truas Hasimcha, Makal, Bechi Ha'am. Akal Nishma, Ad Lame Rachok. The voices were heard very far away. In other words, there was a lot of voices. In other words, there was a lot of people, and therefore, don't bring me a Raya that a Tiber can't die. It's no Raya from here. And we have no Raya from here tomorrow. That principle still holds true. We're going to have it on another base. There's no riot from here. Okay? A lot of returnees. I always thought there were a few old men. Everyone knows they were crying. Why were they crying? Because it paled in comparison to the glory of the first base of Mikdash. So they were crying. They were happy because at least it got rebuilt, but it was a shadow of its former self. So they were crying. How many were crying? A lot. So, by the way, the simple, I said it's the Rishon, it's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'hamei zidin hava," but all these people were made it worshiping idols. There was no haras bezdin. The Gemara says, "You're right, harasha aisa." It was harasha. Hachinam v'stabro. That makes sense. Ilo tei v'hachi. If you don't say it was harasha, the pasuk says also, not only did they bring 12 korbanos, elim tishim v'shisha, 96 rams, pasim v'shivim v'shiva. Can I get meat? 77 go. What do they bring? What kind of numbers are these? What is this? Eli, you're right. Can I get meat? El harasha haisa hachinami harasha haisa. It was a harasha. It was an emergency measure, a one-time deal. Like I said, starting off with a new base of mikdash, a clean slate, bring a lot of kabanos, start off fresh. Okay? Now, Tana Rabbanan, meis echad min hatzibur. Let's say, exactly. Right. It's not, right, 100%. It's not exactly parallel. The idea is, how could you bring a chatzis to someone who's dead? If a guy designated it and died, so it's just similar type of thing. But the whole thing is rejected. Harasha, you're right. They could be dead. They could be alive. It's irrelevant. We're bringing chatzis to start off a clean slate. Harasha, one time thing. You're right. It doesn't have any rules. Doesn't follow any similar rule. Now listen to this. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say the tzibur, there's a hara of bed that makes a mistake. That says you're allowed to eat chalef, and everybody listens to that, And then they realize they made a mistake, so they designate an animal. And what happens? Someone dies. Meis echad ben atzibur, someone dies. What do you do? Well, the chatos, the tzibur, someone dies, therefore we're not, no. Chayavin echad chayavin. You still have to bring it. Still have to bring the parhel of the avishal tzibur. Well, just because someone died. However, echad mi bezdin, if someone from bezdin died, peturin, your putter. That's it, it's over. Look at Rashi, on the left side. On the left side, like five or six lines down, where the lines are skinny. What does Rashi say? Echad min abedin. Bahavale chatos shemeis echad min hashutfin. You have a chatos, and one of the partners died. Who is one of the partners? One of the Sanhedrin. Now Rashi says, Dahavu kemeisu miksas ba'aleha. It's like partial of an owner died. Why is he a partial owner? Because he's one out of 71. Velo karva. And you don't bring it. Now, says Rashi, Had ikrilu who shutfin. Why am I calling them partners? Lo mishum dechatas shal shutfin de alma karva, not because a chatas can be brought by partners. You know why? The ancient item of being carbon. You cannot have two people bringing a chatas. It's impossible. A chatas is impossible. Right? It's impossible. What do I mean when I call them shutfin? Rashi says, Ela had de ikrilu who shutfin. Why am I calling him a partner? Mishum de lo mati karilu tzibur. Because I can't call them a tzibur. Right? Daha lav tibur ninu. They're not a tibur. What are they? They're a Sanhedrin. Hiltach karil hu shurpim. I'll call them partners. I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression, says Rashi. I don't want anyone to think two people sitting around on a Shabbos afternoon, turning on and off the light, not realizing it's Shabbos. Well, we'll bring one chatas together, a shurpim. Now let's do that. I don't want anyone to think that, says Rashi. Why am I calling them partners? What else am I going to call them? Not yechidim and they're not a tibur. I'll call them partners. There's no such thing, right? This is a very funny thing. It's the only time you have where more than one person is the cause of a chatos. Why? It's a Sanhedrin. One of them died. One of them died. One of them died. That's it. It's over. Okay? You hear? Now, Mantana, who's the author of this story? Amr of Chista, Amr of Zera, Amr of Yirmiya, Amr Rav, Rabbi Meir, he, it's Rabbi Meir, to Amar who said, Bezin may be in Velo Tzibur. Right, we had a machlokas about that. Who would bring? Is it the Bezin or is it the Tzibur? Obviously, if the Bezin, one of the Bezin died, now we stop bringing it, obviously, it's the Bezin's responsibility. Hilkach, Meishachar min HaTzibur, Chayavit. If one of the Tzibur died, keep on going. The Hakayim Kule, why? Because the rest of them are still alive. Bezin, Meishachar, be Bezin, Keturin. But if Bezdin has to bring it, and someone from Bezdin dies, you putter. Why? Because it's like a partner died, and therefore you putter. Like Rashi said, it's not really a partner, but something else to call. Right? Okay. Master Floor of Yosef, why do you have to come on and say that it's Reb Shimon, Reb Meir, and we're talking about Reb Meir holds, what does Reb Meir hold? Reb Meir holds that the Bezdin brings it, therefore if one of the Bezdin died, stop bringing it. It's like the odor died. The Nok make care of Shimon. Why don't we take care of Shimon? The Amar who said, Bezdin im HaTzibur. He said the Bezdin and the Tzibur. So Meizechad min HaTzibur Chayavin. If one of the Tzibur died, Chayav. Why? The ain't Tzibur meets him. Tzibur can't die. Meizechad mi Bezdin. If someone, one of them from Bezdin died, Keturin, your potter. Kidamrinan Tzichat. Is that an answer? Part of the kasha. Kidamrinan chatos shutfini. Right? Like I just said before, they're partners. Right? Amalei Abaya. Abaya answers. Shmain and Leila of Shimon. Because you know why? Because I know that Rav Shimon, it can't be Rav Shimon. What's the kasha? Why do they have to say it's a mayor that holds? That the Bezin brings it, so if the Bezin dies, then you stop bringing it. Maybe it's Rav Shimon, because if Shimon held, the Bezin and the Tzibur have to bring. Right? That's what Rav Shimon held. The Bezin and the Tzibur have to bring. So it could be Rav Shimon. Says if I don't think that for a minute. I'm only by no. Shmein leilu Rav Shimon, because we know that Rav Shimon holds. Amar chatas shutfim eino meitza. Chatas, they're partners. If you have such a thing, eino meitza. They can't die either. The Tanya, par v'so'i. Well, how do I know that? There's another case we have partners. Who has to bring an animal on Yom Kippur? All the kahanim together. Right? Another case. Another rare case. Again, two people sitting around on Shabbat afternoon, turning on open light. They have to each bring their own. But on Yom Kippur, par v'so'ir shi'om ha'kippurim, of the kahanim, sha'ovdu, ka'lot, v'hifrish acherim tachteyem, and then they designate another one. Then they find the original one. What do you do with the original one? Yamusa kula. They all have to go get killed. Why? Dibei Reb Yehuda. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Omer. No, they don't. No, they don't have to get killed. Yeru. Let them just get a mum. Let them go to pasture, and they'll get a mum. And when they get a mum, what's going to happen to the mum? What's going to happen to the animal? Redeem it and bring it as a shlamim. How could you do that? Sechatas. The answer is, Shafish ain't chatas tzibur meisa. No, there's no such thing as a chatas dying. Tzibur can't die. Even though they're partners. There's no difference if they got lost. By the way, an animal chatas that got lost is another one of the five cases where a chatas has to die. Right? It's one of the five. One is if the owner died, and one is if you lost it, then you replaced it, then you found it. What do you do with it? It has to die. Can't get a mum. Why can't it get a mum? Because it has no avenue to get a mum. Says Rav Shimon, but if the chatas on Yom Kippur died, if the chatas on Yom Kippur got lost and you replace it, you don't have to let it die. Let it get a mum. Why? Because it ain't chatas tzibur meitza. There's no death over here. If one of the kahanim would have died, it also wouldn't have stopped it. Therefore, when it comes to a tzibur, a different rule, and therefore it's not the din of a standard chatas, and therefore Rav Shimon holds that even a partner can't destroy the chatas from being brought. I'm like, Rav Yosef, Kahanim Kamarko? You're trying to bring me a riot from Kahanim? Kahanim, shiny Kahanim. Kahanim are different. You know why? The Ikrit Kahal. Because Kahanim are called the Kahal. How do you know that? The Chsiv, Allah Kahanim, we'll call Am HaKahal, Yechaper. Don't bring me a riot from Kahanim. Now, we're going to go off on a huge tangent now. We're not going to get back to this answer until 20 lines from now. That's the Gemara. That's what we're going to get on the tangent now. Elameata, if that's true, nicey par bahara. Then why don't Kahanim bring a par if their Shevet makes a mistake? Shevet Levi. Or the Kahanim of Shevet Levi. Why don't they bring a Chatos? And the Chite Mahachanami, and if you want to tell me that they do bring a Chatos, they can't. You know why? Because Tzeluhu Shvatim. There's too many Shvatim. Why are there too many Shvatim? Because we've always been using the number 12. Why we get 12? Because we're counting Ephraim and Menashe. If you count Ephraim and Menashe, you can't count Levi. Right? So, we're stuck over here. Do you count Ephraim and Menashe as two? If you do that, you don't have one that left over for Levi. So, right? There are 12 sons. If you take out Yosef and add Ephraim and Menashe, you have 13. How do you get to 12? Take out Levi. Wait a minute. But if Levi's called a Kahal by itself, why are you taking them out? I got to take them out. I have too many. I have 13. What if they did? No, what if they did? What if the Rosh of the Shevet said, Patak? They didn't listen to it. Or they listened to it. It was a mistake, whatever. So what? According to them, each Shevet brings their own. So what about Levi? Do they bring their own? They can't bring their own. We have too many Shvatim. But wait a minute. Why not? They're called a Kahal. Yeah, one minute. Forget Yerusha, they're a Shevet. No? Did Leah have a son named Levi? So what? So let's see if that makes a difference. El, Amar Bacha Bar Rabbi Yaakov. No. Shifto Shalevi, lo Rizu Kahal. It's not called a Kahal. Diksiv, because it says, where does it say this? It says it by, this is the pasuk we had yesterday, when Hashem tells Yaakov, before Binyamin's born, Levi's already been born. What does Hashem say? Who is he talking about? Binyamin. However, he ties it into Unitaticha. And I will give you what? What are we going to give you? I'm going to give you a Yerusha. Kal Sheyesh Lo Achuza. Anybody that has an Achuza, Ikri Kahal. That's called a Kahal. Kal Sheyesh Lo Achuza, Lo Ikri Kahal. So Levi's not called a Kahal. By the way, the Ari Mikla that Levi gets, it's not called the Yerusha. Right? It's not called the Yerusha. As a matter of fact, the Rishonim point out that that if someone had to go to the Ohr HaMikvah to live, he didn't have to pay rent. Why didn't have to pay rent? Because Shevet Levi doesn't own it. Why? It's not called the Yerusha. They're just the guardians. They just live there. Im Kain, Chas Milahu Yud Beis Shvatim. Then we don't. Then we have only 11. The Gemara gives Amale Abaya, Ephraim and Menashe, Kruv Mishem and Yuli. No, how do we get to 12? We stick in Ephraim and Menashe. That's 12. So who are the 12? It's the 11. It's the 12 sons. Take away Yosef. Take away Levi. That's 10. Add Ephraim and Menashe. You back up to 12. On my Rava, wait a minute. Well, see if it says Al Shem Achev Yikru Benach Alasam, Benach LaHokshu Below the Dover Acher. Right? The only thing that Ephraim and Menashe are extra for, the only thing they're extra for, is Nachla. The only thing they get extra is Yerusha, not Parhel of Davar Shaltiva. Right? Rashi says in Chumash, if Yosef has more children, they're not separate Shvatim. Right? They're going to be either under Ephraim or under Menashe. So they go under below? What do you mean? What do you mean Ephraim and Menashe only got extra Yerusha? There are so many things in the Torah where Ephraim and Menashe are singled out. You know what? For example, Bachaluk and B'Degalim. They were singled out for Degalim. They have their own Degel. Right? It's not just Yosef for the Degalim, it's Ephraim and Menashe. So the Gemara says, no, Kinachalatan, Kach Chaniyatan. The Nachala is just like the Degalim. What does that mean? Rashi says, that the Medrash says that it says Yaakov already in the triumph told the brother, by the way, not only are Ephraim and Menashe going to get their own Nachala, they're even going to get their own Degel. And they learn that out of a Pasuk. Rashi quotes, it says in the Pasuk, Ish al Diglo, each man according to his Degel, Ba'oso, Lebeis Avosa. What's Ba'oso? So Pashup Shot means with a sign. Like each shape has its own symbol. It says Rashi here, Osos means the Yaakov said, I want Yaakov's simon. Right? And by the way, the same way they carried out the coffin of Yaakov is the way that the goal were set up. Yaakov told them that. I want Reuben to stand over here when I die. You're going to stand over there. You're going to stand over there. He told everybody. So it's really the same thing. The golem and the nachla are the same. Right? Kedei lechale kavod with the golem. To give kavod to the golem. Says the Gemara of Achaluk ibn Asiyim. But they're singled out regarding the Siyim. There are 12 the Siyim. One of them is called Yosef and one Ephraim. One of them is called Menashe. The Gemara says again, Hahu lechale kavod le Nesiyim. That's to give kavod to the Nesiyim. What does that mean? Titania. Listen to this Gemara. This is Gemara. It's very, very difficult. Shlomo os zayin ime chanuka. Shlomo made a 7-day Chanukah for the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? When they inaugurated the Beit HaMikdash, he made 7 days. Asks the Gemara an impossible question. Umara Moshe, last of Shema, so you made Chanukah. So what made Moshe make 12 days? What made Moshe 12? Shlomo made 7, why did Moshe make 12? Moshe, you know, exactly, what kind of question is this? Not only that, you know why Moshe made 12? Because Hashem said so. Right? The question is, why did Shlomo make 7? So many Mepharshim say, first of all, when were these 7 days? They violated Yom Kippur that year, or during Yom Kippur. Some say, well, if it would have made 12, it would have also been Mevatel Sukkot. Simcha Shachad, it would have been Mevatel Sukkot. Everybody, no. Others say, seven is the norm. If 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, 7 days is a nice number for a Chag. 12? Where'd 12 come from? Because Hashem said make 12. Why does Hashem say make 12? By the way, we never find it anywhere else in the chant. Well, why do we keep chanting it? I mean, why? Because Hashem said so. Well, why did Moshe make 12? He made 12 because Hashem said. Why does Hashem say? So that each Shevet should have a chelek. In other words, to give cover to the Nesiyim. Kedei lechalek cover to the Nesiyim. You hear this? It's impossible. Right. So the Gemara says, right. My Havi Allah. What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line with what? What's the bottom line about? Right, my Havi Allah. So what's the bottom line? I didn't know what that meant. Elton Rashi says, my Havi Allah. I have a dafka hada by a damashmin or shim dama chatas hashut bin ain mesa olav dafka. What's the story does Rav Shimon hold about a chatas where the owner died? What's the story? In other words, we didn't resolve that question. What is Rav Shimon? We asked the question. We had a brisa that said that if one of the tzibur died, keep on bringing the carpet. What if one of the bezin dies, stop bringing? So we said that must be Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds the chiv is on the bezin. So if one of them dies, one of them dies. The Gemara says, well, maybe it's Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds that the tzibur and the bezin bring. So Abaye said, no, he doesn't hold like that. So then we said, what do you mean he doesn't hold like that? We have just have 20 lines about Kahal and Levi. What's the story? So my Havel, what's the bottom line? So the Gemara says, Tashma, listen to this. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Chamesh Chatos Mesos. There are five chatoses that they are caused to die. Not to get a mum, but to die. What is that? Vlad Chatos. You designate a chatos and had a baby. What do you do with that baby? You have to kill it. Number one, tumuras chatos. You exchange one chatos for another, has to die. Chatos shemesu balel, chatos where the owner dies. Chatos shenshakru balel, a chatos that somehow he got a kafar from a different animal. And the fifth one, chatos she'aver shnasa, a chatos that's too old. Okay? Now, v'yadiyachal omer v'lad chatos petzivor. Now, that's five individuals. Now, what about a chatos of a petzivor? Do these same apply? So three of them is black and white, they can't apply. Number one, chatos tzibur, impossible. Vlad chatos tzibur, impossible. She'en tzibur mafrish in the keva. A chatos of a tzibur is never a female. So they can't be applied. V'yat yachalom are tmuras chatos b'tzibur, also can't be a tmura. She'en tmura b'tzibur. There's no such thing as a tmura by a tzibur. A tmura, the ithir tmura, can only be by a yachid. If the tzibur does try to do it, it doesn't work. Number three, it can't be a chatas where the owner died. You know why? She ain't tzibur mesa. A tzibur can't die. Now, she is chabru ba'aleha, she got the kafar from another animal, or she arba shnasa, or the chatas became too old, she slept too long, lo shamanu. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know. Yachal yamusu, I would say maybe it should die, just like the other three. Amarta, Yilmot, Sashim, and Amafarish. Let's learn what we don't know from what we do know. Ma matzinu bevlad chatos utumoras chatos. V'shemetu ba'leha b'yachid, just like by a yachid. Those three. Tzvam amurim, beloved tzibur, they only apply to a yachid. They don't apply to a tzibur. Ah, shenes chapru ba'leha. So too, the one that we don't know, the two that we don't know about. One, where the tzibur got a kafar from some other animal. And two, sh'abr shnasa. Or the achatas is too old. The biyachid dvarm amurim. Those two can only be said by a yachid v'lo b'tzibur, and not by a tzibur. Therefore, the same din would apply. Just like we don't know what to do with that. But the other three we do know. So three is more than two. So we're going to say the halachas by all five is the same. Therefore, this can't be Rav Shimon. Right? Why? Because Rav Shimon will hold that this can't be Rav Shimon. Why? Because he holds that a chatas of a tzibur, the tzibur cannot die. Right? And if the tzibur cannot die, who brings the carbon parhelm davar? The tzibur and the bezin. So that bright, it can't be him. So the Gemara says, not necessarily true. The chidonin efsher, mishi'i efsher. Can you learn out impossible things from impossible things? What does that mean? Chatas of a tzibur is a male. It can't have children. It's impossible. How could we learn out the possible things from something impossible? How could that be? The Gemara answers, no, Rav Shimon b'chad makom gomer. He learns all five out of the same source. So if all five are learned out of the same source, it's a gigantic Rashi here, but what that means, it's very simple. If all five can't be learned out of the same, all five are learned out of the same source, then they all go hand in hand. All the halachas are together. We know the halachas of three of them. We know the halachas of two of them. We're going to say all five are the same. And therefore, the bright cannot be him. It only has to be Rav Meir. Okay? Hajjan Allah Khawar Bezim. Hajjan Allah Khawar Bezim. Hajjan Allah Khawar Bezim. Tomorrow we start the new parak. Everybody have a good day.